Breaking the Code, Introduction. Of all the beautiful truths pertaining to the soul, which have been restored and brought to light in this age, none is more gladdening or fruitful of divine promise and confidence than this: that man is master of thought, the molder of character, and the maker and shaper of condition, environment, and destiny. Man is made or unmade by himself. In the armory of thought, he forges the weapons by which he destroys himself. He also fashions the tools with which he builds for himself heavenly mansions of joy and strength and peace. By the right choice and true application of thought, man ascends to the divine perfection. By the abuse and wrong application of thought, he descends below the level of the beast. Between these two extremes are all of the grades of character, and man is their maker and master. As a being of power, intelligence, and love, and the lord of his own thoughts, a man holds the key to every situation and contains within himself that transforming and regenerative agency by which he may make himself what he wills. The great Spanish philosopher José Ortega Gasser reminded us that, quote, "We human beings are born into a natural state of disorientation with our world. That is, while all other creatures are guided by instinct, of which they are unaware and which they don't have the capacity to question, each of us, as a human creature, was given the godlike power to create his or her own life, and each of us does exactly that. Your life is that reflection." James Allen. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve, regardless of the number of times you have failed in the past or how lofty your hopes may be. Napoleon Hill. Who you are and where you are in life today is as a result of your thinking thus far. The good news is you can change who you are and what you have or want by merely altering the way you think. You are never too old, too young, or too weak to change your thoughts. You can begin now, regardless of your handicap, how many times you have failed in the past, whatever your experiences were or circumstances are, as long as your mental capacity is fully functioning. The only price you must pay is the effort you have to put into doing things required to change your mindset. The keys to get the most out of this book, which provides the steps to help readers and listeners reprogram their subconscious mind and to overcome the effects of negative experiences, was written in 4 parts. Part 1 covers the author's background and instruction. Part 2 covers several topics to provide the foundation and legitimization for the principles discussed. Part 3 covers several seemingly non-related topics which will be useful to the readers by helping them make the decision on whom they should tell about the journey they are undertaking, and more importantly, whom they should choose as their trusted companion to support them as they tackle the challenge ahead. And Part 4, the appendix, provides supportive materials that the reader can use during both the reprogramming process and after they have completed the mindset change. These are formulas for success that the readers can use as they undertake projects to change the direction of their lives. A. Read the entire book first to get an overview of the content. Read as a reference guide for further detailed study on the topics covered. Knowledge creates confidence and belief. Read for instructions and application on how to utilize the tools presented. Do the suggested exercises, expecting to get the promised results, believing that these steps will work for you as they did for all those who follow the steps before you. Do not stop until you win. B. Begin with the end in mind. Get into the habit of asking questions. When we ask why questions, the answers motivate the effort and actions required to get the desired results. By the law of attraction and belief, the universe will in turn provide the solutions. The stronger the emotions invoked by the questions, the higher the motivation will be for the effort required to execute the answers, and the faster the answers will be provided. Firstly, when we ask questions, the universe will provide answers. Knowing this, we should think carefully about what kind of questions we ask. Secondly, When we ask questions, the mind will focus on both the questions and the answers. A picture will then be formed that creates a reality, which we are soon programmed to believe. Therefore, if we ask negative questions, we will get negative answers. Such answers will either create or enforce a negative belief on the topic. Positive questions have the opposite result. The following is a list of helpful questions to ask. A. Am I satisfied with the quality of life I am living? Health, finance, relationship, friends, job, spirituality? B. Where can I find the knowledge and the tools needed to get me what I want in life? And C. Will I find what I'm looking for by reading this book? Warning. Working to change yourself to overcome the effects of negative experiences and to release greatness within you is the most challenging work you will ever undertake. This is so because, among other factors, it requires self-examination, self-criticism, acknowledgement of your problems, and the fact that your actions may have caused some of your sufferings. Change requires making tough decisions and sticking to the new discipline, which will lead you to success. That said, let me lay the foundation for giving you the best tools to help. When working on effects of negative experiences, going through this stringent process will be very emotional, and it can take you to a place where you may be overwhelmed emotionally or may not be able to recover from without help. This feat can be accomplished by yourself, but it will require a strong desire, great determination, and a disciplined mind. I would highly recommend the use of professional psychoanalysis if you can afford one. It is therefore recommended that you work with the guidance of a professional, or at least someone who is emotionally stable and can make right decisions under stressful situations. Look for someone who can understand the need to help you at all cost. Be mindful not to choose a person who may be absorbed by your emotional condition. Such a person can become so emotional themselves that they may make decisions for you based on how they are affected emotionally rather than what is right for you. It is also very important that you find someone who will not be an enabler or pacifier. Before you make the choice of a companion for this journey or create your mastermind group to work with, it may be constructive to read the chapter on Principles of Relationships first to help you set the appropriate expectations.